Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2371, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 16th of April, 2026. Welcome from me, Paul Henderson, and I'm pleased to say I am joined, as usual, by Ruth Murray. Today we have our regular mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news, two features which will be read by Robin Quine, and this month's edition of Just Talk. Here's David to tell us more about the 38th edition.
Hello, I'm David Potton, and I'm delighted to tell you that the April edition of Just Talk will follow this week's edition of Chatterbox. We have some prominent buildings, music and personalities in this month's edition. St Pancras Station, The Sound of Music, Henry Blogg and Neil Sedaka will all appear. We're going to visit Wyndham, Case to St Edmunds and North Yorkshire. We will have the regular advice from Vision Norfolk and Citizens Advice. Neil Haverson will talk about knobs and weddings. And I warn you, there's going to be some right carrying on. But you'll have to be patient and wait until the end of Chatterbox before listening to the April edition of Just Talk.
Thank you, David, and hello, everyone. We send a warm welcome to one new listener this week. Hello and welcome to Mrs. Rosemary Kipps from Yelverton. We hope you enjoy the programme.
We begin our first set of news items with a rebellious sausage roll maker. A woman who gained notoriety after being reported to the council for selling sausage rolls at a yard sale has said she will not return this year. Jo Taylor, 73, was catapulted into the spotlight after receiving a food hygiene letter from Norwich City Council for selling her home-baked goods at the NR2 yard sale last year. The letter sparked outrage, and the rebellious baker was dubbed the Sausage Roll Lady by the wider community. But this year, Miss Taylor has announced she needs to take a break from the public eye and will not be selling sausage rolls at the 2026 yard sale. She has received a wave of support from the people of Norwich and has also used her profile for good by raising money for charity. The next NR2 yard sale is set to take place in July.
A group of motorcyclists revving up to celebrate 100 years of their club are on the hunt for more details of their extensive history. Many of the members of the Norwich Viking Motorcycle Club are the second generation to join, with some even the third. But despite its impressive lineage, a mystery still remains over how the club was formed and who its founding fathers were. For the last 90 years, members have been organising events at Cadders Hill Motocross Circuit in Lyng, 14 miles from the city. There are also legends amongst its members, including the King of Lyng, Dennis Slaughter, who died at the age of 91. Mr. Slaughter was made an MBE in recognition of his 64 years of loyal service to motocross. The club will be holding a celebration between July the 24th and 26th for its centenary. If you have any information about the group or would like to attend the events, email Mr. Arms at chairman@norwichvikings.co.uk.
Didn't know Vikings had motorbikes. Manufacturers in East Anglia are set to see their business rates bills soar this year on top of increased energy and employment costs, according to industry research. Make UK has said manufacturing firms across the country will pay an extra £939 million in business rates this year, based on its analysis of official data on rateable value changes used to calculate rates. The sector accounts for about 10% of the economy, but pays more than a fifth of business rates revenues, according to the trade body. It comes after the government reformed the business rate system by the revaluating of the rateable value of properties. The government has announced a U-turn that will see pubs and music venues given a 15% discount on their business rates bills from April, but the relief has not been extended to restaurants, hotels and the wider hospitality industry. Landlords have likened the discount to a sticking plaster on a gaping wound, with pubs and hospitality still reeling from last year's national insurance hikes and increases to the national minimum wage, adding to their staff costs.
A new partnership that is set to enhance music venues and touring conditions has started in Norwich. Music Venue Trust has partnered with national social enterprise Volunteer It Yourself to launch Stay the Night and Feel at Home at grassroots music venues across the UK. The first project is already underway at Voodoo Daddy's in London Street, where work is to expand into neighbouring building began in March. The project will create self-contained artist accommodation alongside upgraded backstage facilities, transforming currently unsuitable space into practical spots for touring artists. The work has already had an impact on Voodoo Daddies by allowing them to book several international acts who were struggling to make a show work in Norwich. With the new space, artists are already happier to confirm shows now that they can offer a convenient accommodation right by the venue.
Here's a really good story for the springtime. A famous flock of flamingos has returned to their outdoor enclosure after months undercover. Bannum Zoo is home to 43 Chilean flamingos, including one called Greg James, which caught the attention of his namesake, Radio 1 DJ, and earned them a shout-out on air last year. The birds were sheltered indoors for several months to protect them, not from the cold, but from bird flu. But the restrictions have now been lifted, and they are once again strutting their stuff and splashing about in the open.